there's a lot of pundits out there that bloggers look at, and we actually hold them accountable to what they say. Because in politicians, let's face it, we hold them accountable if they said something 15 years ago. Yet these pundits, these Beltway 500s, these people who are telling us what we're supposed to be thinking, say one thing, and then a year later, they say something completely different, like they never said it, and like they forgot about it. Nobody's supposed to know. And I'm going to give you a case in point. We're going to listen in to a clip by the New York Times, Thomas Friedman. He was on Charlie Rose, and he's going to explain the mentality and the thinking from the pundit class. Now, this isn't coming from the Weekly Standard. This isn't coming from William the Bloody Crystal, okay? This isn't coming from these warmongers. This is coming from Thomas Friedman. So we got the great Ray Romano helping me out here, and he's queuing up the clip. So, Ray, play Thomas Friedman with Charlie Rose. You won't believe what you're going to hear.
And what we needed to do was go over to that part of the world, I'm afraid, and burst that bubble. We needed to go over there, basically, take out a very big stick, right in the heart of that world, and burst that bubble. And there was only one way to do it, because part of that bubble said, we've got you. This bubble is actually going to level the balance of power between us and you, because we don't care about life. We're ready to sacrifice, and all you care about are your stock options and your Hummers. And what they needed to see was American boys and girls going house to house from Basra to Baghdad, and basically saying, which part of this sentence don't you understand? You don't think, you know, we care about our open society? You think this bubble fantasy, we're just going to let it grow? Well, suck on this. Okay, that, Charlie, was what this war was about. We could have hit Saudi Arabia. It was part of that bubble. Could have hit Pakistan. We hit Iraq because we could.
Suck on it, Iraq. We hit Iraq because we could. This is the